Okay, this is Bob Stone for Florida Folk Life. I'm here for his final site visit with Mike Wilder and Greg Goggin for the saddle making apprenticeship, 1994-1995. And here at Mike's Saddle Shop in Kenansville. And Greg and I were just talking about cutting saddles, and you made yours rough out. That's the second saddle you made, was a cutting saddle.
Yes, sir.
And the leather's rough out. Well, I guess you were saying that so they can hang on better, huh?
Yes, sir. Most of the cutting saddles, the seat and the fenders are rough out, so the rider gets a better grip.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you going to oil that too?
Yes, sir.
And the oil works all right with the rough out, huh?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you use rice oil, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your other saddle that you made was a little smaller, youth size?
Yes, sir.
Like for what, how old of a kid?
Anywhere from, 12 to 15?
Yeah.
Did you make it for somebody, or did you say you got it up at Eli's for sale?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. I put it in Eli's for sale. I made it just because of the tree. I had the tree.
Uh-huh.
I've traded the tree to somebody out of the tree. So that's both this tree and that other tree.
Traded smart. I'm sure there's plenty of kids around looking for saddles. Did you get into any repair
stuff?
What kind of stuff did you do? Can you remember?
Some of it I can, I guess.
Put on dirt leather,
yeah.
Rigging, real wood, one or two.
Here's some pictures here.
Oh, Greg, you made a Bronx saddle too.
Yeah, I don't have a picture of it.
Yeah.
I don't have a picture of my last one, but this is my dad's saddle.
Uh-huh.
It's an old McClellan. I put new strings and reworked the swells right there. It had some lacing on those swells, and it was wore out. This is another saddle here. It's new stirrup leathers and fenders and new strings.
Uh-huh.
We made six all the same kind, so
oh, really?
Sizes.
So Greg worked with you on them?
Yeah, he put one of them together.
That's a rodeo bronc riding saddle?
Yeah.
That's odd. I guess they never really paid any attention to one of them. That's pretty neat. And that's rough out, too.
Yes, almost all
they got to hang on. That's for sure.
Most all of those are.
Oh, and then he did some leather work.
Yes, sir, that's some legal pad covers. I made one for my dad and one for my father-in-law for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And a checkbook cover
right.
For my brother-in-law. That's about it. I have more pictures, but they're not developed yet.
So what do you feel like some of the biggest things you learned?
Pieces and parts have a lot to do with it, and then the ground seat to me is the main thing that has to be right. That's the part that's under this, that's under your seat.
Uh-huh.
Mike has to come by me and thump me on the head every now and then when I'm working on those. Because it has to be right. If it doesn't get right, then it's not smooth.
So that's the piece that's right over the tree.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So if that ain't right, there's no use going any further,
right?
The saddle won't be right.
It makes a lot of difference when they're hard seated like that, you know. Because any little bump or anything, you feel it immediately in there about, you know. It just eats you.
Uh-huh. So you think this guy will make a saddle maker?
Well, gotta start at. Just takes time, you know.
Yeah. How many saddles you figure you've made?
I don't know, probably 25 more than what's in that book there. I don't know, I'll never really count.
One thing I found in Florida, if you have about four or five cowboys together, one of them's riding a wild saddle pretty much.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Especially around here, huh?
Especially around
you sell them around the rest of the state too?
Oh, yeah.
Okeechobee, Arcadia.
Yeah. Biggest amount of them's on down south, really.
Really? How, like Davy and?
More cow country down that way now, you know.
Where do you mean?
Arcadia, Okeechobee, you know, up here. Then, just a little south of us. I've got a bunch out here on the Mormon ranch too, you know. But mainly from here south, in this area south.
How far is it? Market. How far is it to Okeechobee from here?
50 miles.
50. You were doing that every day?
Yeah.
I got you beat. I do 60.
Is that right?
One way.
Yeah. It's old, I tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. So things been, you've been keeping pretty busy?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Does it keep kind of picking up or year after year? Is it leveling out or do you see ups and downs or?
It varies, you know. Sometimes I
can't figure.
Sometimes I'll be just almost out of work and 2 weeks later I'll have three or four months behind.
Uh-huh.
It just comes in spurts.
What do you, Greg, figure that you need to work on, you know, to improve this, your saddle making skills? What's like something you can see, like the next step you need to make or something?
Well, the next one I build is not going to be rough out. And with the rough out, it's a little easier to, it didn't show up as bad. Some of the
Right, yeah. It doesn't scratch up. You know, little marks and stuff. Mm-hmm. You can just sand them off of that rough out. And it's, you can hide a lot, I guess, with rough out.
Mm-hmm. The next one's going to be smooth. It's mine. Uh-huh. The trees over there.
Uh-huh. So that'll be your own saddle?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Now what? What sort of pattern will that be? Will that be a, what do you call it, association saddle? Or?
Well, that's a Will James tree, the style of swell. It'd be just a using saddle, you know.
Uh-huh. I'm ignorant, I don't know
well,
what they're all called.
Just working.
Well, okay, maybe we'll take some pictures. And maybe we might think of more things to talk about, but we talked a lot the first time I was here.
Yeah, we did. I don't mind talking. Those pictures make me nervous. I didn't even show you this morning.
Uh-huh. Mike kind of helped me pick it out.
Can you tell me something about the features of it? Or first of all, what'd you call it?
It's a Will James.
Is that the guy who makes it?
No, it's just
the guy who designed that type.
Well, James was a.
He probably had the hand in designing it. Just something he liked, you know, and had him made like. Most of the trees are made like that. The different patterns, like that Buster Welch.
So they're named after people?
Yeah, like he was a big cutting horse rider and trainer.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of designed that tree, you know, and. Back before they had that style of tree, and now they're just golden. They're named after him.
So this one, what was this one again?
Buster Welch.
Buster Welch. Mm-hmm. This is Will James.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Buster Welch is the second saddle, this cutting horse saddle that Greg just made. Make sure I get it on the tape. And your personal working saddle is going to be this Will James.
Yes, sir.
Now, who's Will James, do you know?
Yeah, he was he's written a lot of books. He wrote a Smokey, Sand.
So
He was a writer and a cowboy.
Western novels,
yeah,
kind of stuff?
Yeah. To hear him tell it, there was never a horse made that could buck him off. And he gets a little, you know, kind of proud of his abilities.
What's unique about this? What's different about this tree?
Well, Mike had been out west to a saddle seminar, I guess, wasn't it, Mike?
Boot and saddle maker reunion, they call it, and a trade show kind of, I guess.
I guess you saw one there, and Mike liked it.
What do you like about it?
I just like the way the swells were.
This part here?
Yeah. Get your leg up under them, you know.
So,
grab them.
In other words, it bulges out here.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I guess from working on so many, you can tell by looking at a tree. You can look at a tree and kind of see the saddle in your mind. Can you?
Yeah.
Of course, did they have saddles built on those trees at the show? Is that?
No, this was just another shop I stopped at.
Uh huh. Does Will James make these trees, or somebody makes them?
No, he's dead. It's just a style, you know.
Maybe someday there'll be the Mike Wilder tree. Have to die first.
I don't know. Buster's still alive.
Things are like a rock, aren't they?
And that one's here. It's what's called 3/4 double covered. It's the whole front 3/4 is double covered with rawhide. Has two covering.
That's rawhide?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You feel it, it's like a rock. That thing will last a long time, won't it?
Well, yeah. If you abuse them enough, you can break them.
And is a wood frame under that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of wood do they use?
It's pine. Generally, yeah. It has a certain amount of flex to it.
Yeah,
so they used to make them out of oak, you know, but it doesn't. And oak will tend to warp more, you see. It doesn't have that flex. Plus, it's a lot heavier. But they, you know, they need a certain amount of flex. It's just very, very, you mean, you couldn't see it hardly. But that looks like a shock.
Right.
Draw kind of.
Well, the shape of it.
Yeah. That's why I like all those plastic ones and fiberglass ones. A real hard jerk, they'll break because they can't flex. That little, you know, little bit.
They make them out of plastic and fiberglass too, huh?
Yeah.
Fiberglass,
I hadn't seen a fiberglass tree in years. That kind of just went away.
Uh-huh. Is anybody making them out of Kevlar or graphite or anything like that?
Well, no.
You haven't heard of it?
Not that I know
so
of.
So the old wood and rawhide is hard to beat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, that was sadly been made like that for God, hundreds of years.
Uh-huh.
In fact, you know, like that, they started, you know, when, of course, in America, when the Spanish came, and then they actually were developed in Mexico. And then as the cattle, you know, moved north, the saddles, you know, they're old, especially the early ones, were derived from, you know, Mexican saddles. Yeah.
You ever seen one of their rodeos?
One time. I was on TV.
Oh,
right. It was years ago. I'd love to go to one. That's impressive.
There's some promoter that's put on, I know of at least one in Florida.
Somebody told me about that.
And it was in this area. I think it might have been Arcadia.
Huachula?
Was it?
Yeah.
I'd love to go to one. It's impressive,
I'll tell you what, I'm doing a bunch of work with Mexican music recording, so I, you know, and Tom helps me out on that, and we're interested in seeing one too. So I'll remember if we get word of one.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, probably be in the winter. Yeah. Fall of the winter, you know, during farming season. I think they kind of have one or two every year, don't they?
I think as far as I heard, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it a charada? Charada?
Charada.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of close. Yeah.
I thought you were saying charade.
Well, I didn't know how to pronounce it exactly. Yeah. Well, I knew the spelling. I remembered it a little bit, you know.
They have that one thing where they put the
tied around
rope
their neck.
Around their neck and throw the.
Yeah, forefoot them. Yeah. Yeah, that's confidence right there.
You gotta know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dumb ones are all dead.
Yeah, it's the old saying, if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough.
Yeah.
Especially if you put a rope around your neck and tie it to a horse or a steer.
No, it's horses or horses. Yeah. Yeah. The one that I've seen. I know they do a lot of horse roping.
Then they have that other one where they ride up beside them and jump on them and throw them down. That's a steer, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's bulldogging. Yeah. But they got one that's pass of death, and there's three riders, and a loose horse, and they box him in like that, and that guy gets off his horse onto that horse, and then I think he rides him for so long or to a standstill, and then he gets back off. Pretty touchy.
Yeah. Well, let's take a few pictures.